Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and we have with us Nick and Team Kaizen member Herb Rapp. We still have you, right, Herb?
I'm here.
Yeah, okay.
Good morning.
Good morning again. I'm always leery about laying out a really big, grandiose introduction and then that infamous dead air. That's when I start to panic and go, oh, man, I thought I had this thing figured out. So welcome back. You've been probably, when I look back over the years, of the top leaders, top examples of living the five pillars of health and Niken. I think you've been with us probably the most, because why? Well, I just like you and your example in living out the Masuda philosophy and what Kaizen really means of what can I do today to improve myself so that I can be a better contribution to those around me. I think that example is what makes you so attractive, not just as a good-looking 70-year-old, right? Aren't you?
He's closing in on it. I tell people I'm 70 just so that I'm just kind of breaking myself into thinking that age. But I'm only 68 in 10 months or 11 months, 9 months, something like that.
But
who's counting?
Who's counting?
Who's counting?
Exactly. And your Niken journey started a couple decades ago. Take us right back to that.
Well, for like a lot of us that are in Niken, my journey began on my knees. I was praying for something to help my mother, who had crippling and rheumatoid and osteoarthritis, literally said to me, I don't want to live anymore. The pain is just too tough. And I said to myself, I've got to ask God for help on this one, because it was not something I really had any understanding of rheumatoid arthritis. But I really just got down on my knees by my bed for 12 straight days and just prayed till I lost my voice every single night, not yelling at God, but to God for something to help my mom. And lo and behold, 12 days later, two pro football players came to my tennis club with the Niken products. Never going to tell the health club director about it. Finally, after a week, they came in and saw me in the tennis shop. I asked the daughter of the club owner, who had a miraculous experience with the product, to come in, because I had a mother with arthritis. So anyway, they came in to... And fast forward, I bought products from my mother. She got better in 30 days, 95% pain-free, and put her walker away. And non-functioning hands became functional after 2.5 weeks. And she was smiling again for the first time in a lot of months. I hadn't seen her smile, really. But, you know, during that time when I was praying, I said, if you help me, Lord, get my mother back in shape, I'll do anything you want for the rest of my life. And after my mom got better, the Lord spoke to me and said, take this to my church. So that's my story. I'm sticking to it. I've got a great relationship with God in this business. I give him all the credit for it, and he lets me cash the check. So it worked out really well.
And you've, over the years, I don't want to get into, because some people, that scares them away and thinking, well, all they're just talking about is money. But I love the way that Nadine Staff, a couple weeks ago, she was a guest on here, and she said, you know, money's good, Vance. It's okay to want money because we can do good things with it, I think were her exact words. And it is good. I mean, Stacey and I have supported needy children for years. We have three right now. And looking at the college, the university of her choice, it ain't cheap. I mean, so money's not a bad thing. And you've earned a lot of it. You're part of Niken's Millionaires Club. But it all started with that story about your mom. And I have told your story along with my mom's story, my dad's story, my grandmother's story, because, as you said, that's my story and I'm sticking with it. You mentioned the word pain, and I have to throw this out as a disclaimer in case somebody's listening to this via recording and they think, oh, we just made a medical claim. You know, Herb, what's another word for pain? Agony? You know, near suicide?
Discomfort.
Yeah, serious discomfort. It just hurt. It's not the way God intended us to live our lives in that kind of situation, if you will. And it's just no fun. I think he designed our bodies to function in and be vibrant and healthy and function at 100%. And that was not the case for your mom. It was not the case for you yourself, because you had a kind of a tennis injury that was pretty crippling, and it limited you as well. Over the years, and again, I'm looking back over, because you and I started in Ekin about the same time, nearly a quarter of a century ago, you've seen a lot of things. Is there another story that stands out to you besides your mom's?
Well, I will say that one interesting thing about the church I was at, a lady prayed for me in my church, and I was wondering whether I should do this as a business. And she said, well, God's put in your hands the key to the answer to your prayers. And so then 3 years later, after I was earning $20,000+ a month, I went back to that church. I had moved away from Thousand Oaks, but I went back to that church, and this is really a significant thing, I think, for everybody on the call. I asked that lady, would you mind praying again? Because I know that God hears your prayers. Responds right away. So she said, no problem. This is after service. We sat down in a pew and she prayed for me. She said, okay, here's what the Lord shared with me. He said, be patient. I'm sending people to you. I'll be opening doors and closing doors. Don't go back to the doors I closed. You can't speed this up. And I want to tell you, it's been exactly that way. I go through spirit periods just like everybody on the call where just nobody shows up. And even if I look fantastic for 69 or 68 years old, I've earned over $4 million. I've had checks for $50,000. No matter what my story is, some people just don't get it. They think it's crazy to even hear what I'm saying. But other people absolutely get it. So what I would encourage everybody on the call is, God is sending people to you at some point, and it may be in the first 6 months like you blessed me with two royal diamonds, and it may be in the 16th or 26th year of the time you're in the kneecap business. But when those people show up in your business, you'll know it. It's not by accident. Sometimes we have to put in a lot of effort to get the reward, and sometimes we get blessed real early in our walk with kneecap, and that's a wonderful thing. You know, I thank God every day that great leaders like Susan Carver show up in my business, and there's a big event in Orlando. Unfortunately, I'm missing. This is the first one I've really missed, and it's just because of a job I'm doing in Las Vegas that keeps me from being able to get away. But the reality of it is, there's people that right around us that need these products, and if we're not in the Ekin business anymore, we don't get to share them anymore. I have people all the time that say, well, you know, why should I keep my business? Why should I keep going? Maybe you haven't found somebody that's been the real life-changing financial blessing. But the reality of it is, I really think that every day we have a chance to run into somebody, for sure. And some days we do. And it may not be that person, but maybe the person who talks to that person who talks to that person. You never know where they're going to show up. The stories of how unusual circumstances have led people to find out about Beacon. And do people need the products today? More than ever before, the products are needed today. And do we have better products than we've ever had? Absolutely. We have better products than we've ever had. And we have more of a range of nutritionals and things like that are really significant compared to what most companies have. So that's just really the way I feel right now. People are being sent to us, and if we open our mouths sometimes. And one last thing about this situation, every single human you come in contact with is one of three things: a customer, a connector, or a teammate. There's nothing else they could possibly be. And if you ask people for connections to other people that might need our products, they a lot of times will do that. But not many people are going to be teammates, as we've seen over the years. Distributors of the year have disappeared. But the reality of it is, everybody should be one of those three categories, and that means you should communicate with everybody. At least, if you know someone that has challenges, please refer them to me. And we really love referrals. So I think if you look at life like that, that everybody you run into needs you, and they're either a connector, a teammate, or a customer, it makes a nice, you have a nice feeling about sharing. You know, you may not be a customer, you may not be a teammate, but you're sure you're connecting with people that do need what we have.
Well, and I think, Herb, and as you just said, there were so many things that you just put in that last mouthful, that so many different directions. But what I hear you saying in your profession, you've always, as long as I've known you and even reading your book, you've always been part of tennis. and it's a big part of your life. You love it. There's things that I have in my life that I really, really enjoy doing that are a big part of my life. And I think all of us should have something that we truly enjoy doing. And if we can find a way to make that pay us, I mean, whoa, that's like a you know, having your cake and eating it too, getting paid to do something you really love. Because that's not a job or an occupation or laboring. That's called a career or a passion. And you've been very, very passionate about tennis. You've been very passionate for the last quarter century about Nikken. And the two go hand in hand quite, you know, nicely. And I see what's happened with you and Julie Tarr is the only other person, I believe, if I'm correct, that's been part of Team Kaizen from the beginning, since its inception, 3 years now in a row. Stacey and I were honored to be part of that first year. We missed the second year, and now we're back in it again. And I'll tell you what, you and I and Grace and Stacey just experienced in Mexico, I think the words that I keep quoting to people when they said, hey, you got a nice tan. Where'd you go? Oh, I got to go to Mexico at an all-expense-paid trip by our company. And a friend of mine describes it as close as you'll ever come to, you know, heaven on earth. Expound on that, being a part of Team Kaizen and heaven on earth in Cancun, Mexico at the Fairmont Mayacoba.
Well, you know, I was thinking about it. Just what Nikken means to me, because I miss my family down in Orlando right now. The South American people have such passion for Nikken. It's just extraordinary. I'm missing that reunion. But when we were in Cancun, I just thought to myself, how many experiences in my life have been so extraordinary that you just take your breath away? And that's kind of what that experience did. It just, it was like every single thing, from the beauty of the ocean, the beauty of the palm trees and the vegetation, and the beauty of the people that we were sharing that experience with, and the food was, it was heavenly. It was literally divine, and we kind of spoiled ourselves with one meal, guys. We had a meal where we had a full lobster, lobster tacos, lobster seafood salad, and lobster mac and cheese. That was one meal we had down there.
That's a lot of shellfish.
Well, I can just tell you that, you know what, it's just the experiences I've had in Nikken. If I look at the letters of the days that have been red letter days in my life, the experiences of seeing people who literally were nearly, you know, hospital bed bound, get out of a hospital bed, be back up walking around and being happy, checks for $50,000 for a month that brings tears to your eyes for at least 10, 20 days. I mean, just some of the most, literally, when I got in this business after 2 years, or after 4 years, I was living went from a rented house to a million dollar home in Las Vegas. And I want to tell you, the thing that scared me the most was I might get hit by a car and be dead. I mean, I literally used to get my check on the 15th, man, and say, Lord, please let me live another 30 days to get another check like this. What we saw in Cancun was just an amazing thing. It was just like, wow, everywhere you look, from the weather, the air, the beauty of everything, and then being in an environment with 40 people that just love people and love the concept of Kaizen, it was just like, that's what he and I mind. Heaven's got to be something close to this. I mean, obviously better, but gee, this was just like, oh my goodness, if you want to play golf, you can go see him up on one of the world's best golf courses. If you want to hit the ocean, the salt water was warm, and the beach was spectacular, and the food was like every meal. You could just go pick out whatever you wanted, and it was just an amazing feeling. I just sort of sat there and pinched myself. I said, is this really happening, that I could be in my late 60s, feel like a 20-year-old, and run around with a beautiful wife and have beautiful conversations and think about positive thinking nonstop. There was not a negative word spoken for that whole time we were there. I think we were all kind. I mean, I took a dive, or about a 20-meter dive into a cenote. How many 68-year-olds get to dive into a cenote from 20 meters? And it was just like all kinds of once in a lifetime type experiences. And I just, it's fun to reflect on it, isn't it?
Well, you know, and when you say heaven on earth, that's, I don't think that's being braggadocious or exaggerating it, because when you're doing something, and I think so often we as, not just Americans, but we as human beings on any place on the planet, we think, okay, how much is this going to cost? And that evil factor of the finances always gets in there and will kind of muck it up, as Dr. Wayne Dyer talks about the minions in our brain that just, they want to gravitate towards negative. But you just said, there wasn't a negative word spoken. Sure, we had, I had some intense discussions with some of the other leaders and said, hey, how are you getting over this situation? How are you dealing with this? And they said, oh, this is what we do, da 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 da. And there was always, it wasn't like these eternal optimists all gathering to have a convention. It was simply, hey, we're here to have a good time. We've earned it. Somebody else is footing the bill. Because we earned it, we did what the benchmarks were, what was required of us. And I look at going forward to, well, a little over a year from now, May of 2018, Team Kaizen is going to Japan. It's on the website. It's right there, lower left-hand corner of the main website once you get logged in. Even our customers can see that we're going to Japan. And the we are, is determined by those of us who want to make that decision and do what's required. And Herb, you and I have broken down the numbers. It's a total of 30,000 points, 500 a month, you know, in customer volume. You know, go talk to a few customers every month. And like you said, they're either a connector, they're a teammate, or they're a customer, a consumer. Go connect with a few people and get that done, and then see if we can find four others that'll say, hey, what are my chances? I'd like to do this. You know, I'm not opposed to getting some income. And that's who we connected with in Cancun was a
Vance. Make a comment.
Yeah.
Do you think anybody in this line would like a real good prospecting tip?
No, not at all.
They would be against it, would they? You sure? Well, let me just share what I did in December of last year. If any of you know my wife...
You're talking 5 months ago.
Yeah, my wife, Grace, who loves to travel more than breathing air, says to me, how are we doing on Cancun? We're going to Cancun, aren't we? I said, we haven't broken one single senior in 5 months. And obviously you guys were at 6 or 7, and there were several people at 6 or 7. And she gave me the look and she said, I want to go to Cancun. And you can see that, can't you? Well, anyway,
coming from Grace, yes, I can see that.
Anyway, I mean, there was no hoping. There was, I'm going to Cancun, get to work. Well, I just created a strategy that I would ask everybody for their help. I'd never done this before. I've heard Marlene Hebborn say, or I think Trish Winkler would say things sometimes like, I need your help. Well, anyway, I called up everybody I'd given my book to during the year, and I give every tennis student a book. I called up all my past distributors who had dropped out of the system or people that were dead in the water not doing anything, and I called them up. I said, you know what? There's a contest to go to Cancun, and, you know, I said, I'm in the running. Well, I was in the running because I was running, like, for my life because I had no senior.
The starting gun had sounded, but you hadn't even left the starting line.
Yeah, I was over at the Kool-Aid stand getting the Kool-Aid before the start of the race. So anyway, everybody I talked to, I planted the seed that, you know what, I would love to win this contest or be one of the winners, and Team Kaizen has a trip to Cancun. So everybody I planted the seed with, I said, you know what, here's what I'd like to do. I'd love to see you come back in if you've been a distributor before, in that case, and get back the senior, which will now get you a 10% discount, will now get you $250 of free product, and a couple of beautiful necklaces, all for just coming back in at the senior level. And then now it's executive starting in January. So I think I painted a picture that got people excited. And so what happened is I had a bunch of them said, let me think about it. And then one or two of the calls, they said, you know what, I think I will because I'd like to get a free water system. So right away they saw that with the picture I painted that there was something in it for them. That's what's got to be part of the equation. Well, the rest of the story is I said, look, one gal was dating the tennis pro at the Forest Hill Tennis Club. I said, look, I'd love to come back there for a tournament and do a booth with you. And she said, well, that would be fun. I said, so why don't you come in as senior and I'll come back there, and we will sell all the product, which I know I would. You know, being in a tennis tournament with 150, 200 people. So that's why I painted the picture for her. Another guy was a former distributor down in California, and I painted the picture that there were several new products that he needed. And he said, yeah, I'd love to get those, you know, free. So, okay, I'll do it. So there's a couple of people said yes right away. But basically, I painted the picture for everybody. There was a reason to take advantage of this opportunity. And one by one, about the middle of the month, I had three or four. So then it kind of painted even a better picture. I said, listen, I'm the three or four seniors. I need to get to probably eight or nine. And I really need your help. And then that was the key thing. And a lot of people said, Herb, I'm so happy you won the contest. Or they said, how are you doing? Are you getting closer? Or how's it going? Well, that was the magic sauce of the whole thing, that when I said that I was in the running for a contest, these are a lot of people that know me enough that they'd like to help me out, I guess. I never really kind of thought about that being a strategy, but it sure worked, because at the end of the month, I had nine new seniors. We made Team Kaizen. Not to mention, I think winning that last month of that bonus, I got a $2,500 check for the bonus. So like you talk about a Christmas present, that was an amazing Christmas present. Not to mention it bumped my check a couple thousand dollars just for the volume of nine seniors. So you know what? It was probably, I got credit grace with the thinking, because I didn't have any thinking of winning the contest or even trying to win the contest. But that's what's the interesting thing about God. You never know when he's going to have a day when he says, I want to show off a little bit what I can do. Just like when that big screen TV contest came off. It was like, I forget what month it was, but I hadn't broken a senior in a few months. All of a sudden, that month, I sold six or seven sleep systems and had seven 500-point signups. It was just, you know, that was the one month they had that contest. So, you know, people say, how do you win these contests? I say, I got to be honest with you, I don't know. It's not like it. I have a magic formula that every single time it works, and just the only formula I would have is that I have the boldness to say, God, is there any chance I can win this contest and do what it takes to win the contest? Because it is kind of funny. Those of you that know me for a while, in December of 2005, I had told everybody on the Monday night phone call with Bob Proctor that I was going to be a Royal Diamond in January. I only needed eight new silvers in December. Now, I don't know how many of you would like to have to do eight silvers second level in December, but I can tell you getting 7,000 points isn't easy in December. I got 177,000 points December of 2015, and God just chose to show off, and the Lord
Well, and I think for the record, we need to state here, going back to what it takes to help somebody go silver now, it's a little different than it was back then. And it's, as Barb Satterwhite said at the Utah event a few months ago, it's so easy. And I hesitated when she said that. I kind of cringed. And I said, Barb, wait a second. Some people, it's a real big hurdle. It's a mountaintop experience to break a silver. But I have to look at that again. She's right. Compared to what it once was, we live in a culture today that everybody's looking not for a microwave, you know, instant solution. They're looking for an easier way to be able to have those three or four lattes a day, to be able to enjoy it, because it's a big vice in our culture around the world. The amount of coffee, I'm not going to get into that trivial information. But Herb, the one thing that I hear you saying over and over and over is all these different, as you said, God saying, hey, let's show off a little bit. Or as the prophet several thousand years ago, Nehemiah, said, Dear Lord, how does he say it? Six words. Remember me, my God, with favor. I think what I hear you saying is that each and every time one of these opportunities presented itself, you simply said the same thing. Okay, I'm making a decision, but God, this is in your hands. Please direct my steps, bring the people along. And I think maybe some of us aren't being as bold as that to say, hey, I want to make the decision. Or we're saying, I've made the decision, but I don't have the creativity, or I missed the strategy, or I talked to three people this week and they all said no, so I'm just going to quit. I'm going to go back to the Eeyore complex, you know, Winnie the Pooh, life is terrible. It's going to rain today, even though there's not a cloud in the sky. I'm sure it's going to rain. And we got to break out of that stinking thinking. We really do. Herb, is there one thing that you would encourage us? Again, whatever our intention is, I hear that word a lot now today. Maybe Japan's off the table, okay? Maybe we've already missed the qualification for that, and there's no reboot, okay? Nikan laid it out for this whole year, and this is what we have to do, and it's not it. But maybe there's something else. Maybe there's another big carrot out there that we really want. What would be the one piece of advice that you would say? Is it make a decision? Is it get down on our knees? Is it all of the above? What would it be? That one thing. That
well, you know what? It's like baking a cake, man. It's not just one thing, you know. It's really just it is a decision. Absolutely, you can't take that out of there. What he'll say is once the mind makes up their mind, once you make up your mind, the province moves on your behalf. But you've got to be resolute about it. In sports, we see all those decisions that have led to athletic performance. In finance, I mean, you got to make a decision for sure. The other thing is you've got to just absolutely have an organized plan. You know, goal setting is nothing compared to activity setting. If I was going to say anything, that's one of the things Bob Proctor's training during the 2005 year on that Monday night call would leave the field. It's activity planning is what gets the work done. I'm afraid a lot of people set goals and meet them, but they don't have the day-to-day activity. And what's been said about wealthy people is they don't do anything huge different. They do a lot of small things with great discipline that makes the difference.
Over and over and over and over and over again.
Exactly. They don't take a day off. They don't take a week off. You know, the reality of it is great events. I made a whiteboard in December of 2015, and I put the 8 silvers with lines up there because I didn't have any names, really. I had people that were on applications. We put 32 people on applications in December and did 177,000 points. What's that formula? A, on your knees, absolutely. Nothing good comes from anywhere but the Lord. So that's part of my equation. It's been there every time I've done anything in weekend. So, you know, on your knees, make a decision. Stay in touch. I mean, God wants, you know, our God wants more communication with us than we would ever imagine. I mean, I think the Bible says, pray unceasingly. And the reality of it is, they asked Billy Graham, what would you do different if you live your life over again? And he said two things. I'd pray more and I'd read the Bible more. I know this isn't I'm not sure this is a Christian prayer call, but I can guarantee you one thing. If there's anything I'm sure of, every single leader that I've known in this company that's done very well in Nikan was praying. Yep, not one person said I didn't pray at all about Nikan. Nikan showed up as a result of prayer. And out there in the world, the people you haven't met are tons of people praying because the things are really gotten bad, financially, relationally, and health-wise. So there's plenty of people out there, as the Bible says, the fields are white with need. You just got to go out there and find the harvest. And sometimes it is challenging. And for some people maybe on the call, they've had no significant success financially or no significant leaders show up in their business. But guess what? That doesn't mean the fields aren't still white. You know, for whatever reason, maybe you're going to have to work longer, like Edison had to do 10,000 attempts at making a light bulb. And JCPenney didn't open his first store till 69 years old. All those stories of those amazing people that didn't have success until they'd been doing something a long time. So who knows what it is, but the reality of it is, Nikan's products are better than ever. The track record is the best, probably one of the best business stories since Apple, or, you know, Apple. So one of my favorite stories to show what kind of success Apple had. But, you know, I think the reality of it is there's no one thing that leads to that success. It's staying close to the provider. It's staying humble. But it's being very busy with activity and knowing what the activities are. Everybody's a connector, a customer, or a teammate, and let them know that. And you meet somebody and say, hey, I'm so always so happy to meet a new person because I know one of three things. You're going to be a customer of mine, you're going to be a teammate of mine, or you're going to be a referral source or a connector. And they say, what's that mean? I said, well, everybody needs what I have. Nobody doesn't need it. And to my knowledge, there's no printed material anywhere in the world that says that you die in 10 days without magnetic energy except the book that God told me to write in December of 2005. and that's a fact that we live with every day, that you die in 10 days without magnetic energy, and the world doesn't know that. They think magnetic energy is unnecessary. They think we're nuts sometimes we do the strength test. I mean, I talked to people I talked to 24 years ago. I said, what do you think about all that information? Did you trust me? And they said, no, I didn't trust you that you really knew what you were talking about. But 24 years later, I'm still playing tennis and running around like a 20-year-old. And they say there must be something to what you're doing. So,
I have to add. I know I've interrupted you several times, but Herb, for a 68-year-old, almost 70, I have never, and you challenged me. You dared me to do it, to punch you in the abs. I have never put my fist in somebody's stomach like yours. It's literally like hitting a brick wall. No, a concrete wall that's like, 8 inches thick. And to be able to do that, but again, that comes back from making that decision, say, hey, and I love the fact that, as I've experienced this week, being a, what do you call it, Mr. Mom, my wife, Stacy, and eldest were back touring a university in Washington, D.C., and they got home late last night, and I feel like I've been burning the candle at both ends with two other children and then all the other stuff. Vance and Stacy are in charge of all the fundraising for the senior class party for our school. I mean, and the volunteer fire. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. Very, very busy. And I thought, all those great people that you said, Bill Gates, Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, I mean, they were always busy. Why? Because, number one, they didn't have time, or they just chose not to partake of the things like watching TV. Or getting caught up in the frivolous stupidity that sometimes we can get caught up in. But they made a decision, said, hey, I want to make a mark. And I love the quote. I just saw a portion of this movie a few weeks ago. Matt Damon, and it's not a great movie, but So I Bought a Zoo, I think is the title. But in that movie, he said, if all of us just had 20 seconds of outrageous courage, what could we do? 20 seconds to make a decision, as you reminded us, to write it down. Habakkuk says, write it down so others can see. And that's exactly what you did. You made the whiteboard, and you said, hey, could you help me out? I want to win this contest. And I think for a lot of us, we need to do that. We need to solicit a few of our friends and say, hey, I'm connected with this company called Nikon. They've got this great contest. I'm looking for a few people that will help me out. I need a few more customers. Have you looked at our product offering lately? And we could go down all the different things. I had a gal come up to me yesterday, and she said, Herb, this is Larry. She said, Vance, I think I got you another customer. And I said, really? And she started rattling off all these people. She's had her vital balance for 48 hours, and she's already sharing it with people. She's a customer. So she's not only a customer, but she's also a connector. And I thought, wow, maybe I should reward her something. I'd give her a free canister for every five. And I don't know. Maybe I'll do that. But, Herb, you've definitely given us lots to think about and chew on. And I'm hoping, my prayer is that those of us who are listening to what you're saying, hearing your story, hearing about your journey, is that we'll actually make a decision and say, hey, yeah, I can do this. I can keep going.
There's Vance. One more thing, Vance, I have to tell you. Hopefully everybody has seen the movie Secretariat. Have you seen that movie?
Absolutely, we own it.
Okay, here's the message there. This story, I won't go into the full story, but real quickly, this lady gets a chance to have one of two horses bred by her mares on her father's horse farm. There's a coin flip, and the wealthiest American man picks one of the two horses to keep, and then she gets to keep the other one. She got to keep the horse she wanted. And in her spirit, the Lord, I believe, told her that she has a magnificent horse. And against all odds, she kept that horse. Her father passed away. She had a $6 million death settlement on the estate. And she had a chance. This horse that she kept went to became horse of the year, but they had a $6 million bill. And they could have sold the horse for $7 million. She turned it down. She turned down $8 million. This wealthiest man in America offered $8 million cash for the horse. And it was some small races, but not Kentucky Derby or anything like that. She looked him in the eye and she said, my horse is a triple crown winner. She basically said that, and that's why she turned down $8 million. And the man assisted her in syndicating the horse. The rest of the story I won't share with you, but it's one of the greatest movies to show what it takes when you make a decision and do something spectacular. I just recommend everybody, if you've seen it once, watch it again, because that's part of what we're talking about, man. The faith, you have to have faith, and you have to trust that whatever happens is meant to happen. If you don't get the most success that you've hoped for, it's still whatever happens is meant to happen. But the effort you put out is going to make a difference in your success. So, it's been great being on the call with you, Vance. I really enjoyed it. But everybody, just go watch Secretariat again. It's a great story.
Well, Secretariat, Rocky, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. And most of these movies, they call them feel-good movies, they're all true stories.
I don't know about Rocky.
But again, Sylvester Stallone, look at his rags-to-riches story about believing.
It was a true story for Stallone, yeah.
Yeah, it was. He had to sell his dog. He had to sell his dog to get enough money to again, present that script to some movie people, and then first thing he did is go back and buy his dog back. I mean, again, amazing story. Well, Herb, I want to say thank you so much, because you get me fired up, and it's tough to it's tough not to pick up the phone and call some of our teammates and say, hey, did you just hear that? Huh, I just woke up. Oh man, what are you just thinking? Well, good thing for you, there's the recording. And on that note, SaturdayAMLive.com, www.SaturdayAMLive.com is the website. And Steve Crowfoot, our webmaster, is so nice and gracious to put all of these recordings there. And if you missed Nadine's staff, Herb, did you get a chance to spend much time with Nadine?
Not too much, a little bit.
She's crazy. I mean, absolutely crazy what she's been doing in her journey in Meekin. She went to Human Seeing More 12 years before she actually signed up as a consultant. And that experience literally helped change her and turn her life around. But anyway, she was on 2 weeks ago. I just got a text from Tony Collins, who's a rock star from the Atlanta area. He just said to Herb, to you and I, he said, hey, I'm missing you guys in Orlando right now. And he said he would be happy to join us next Saturday, who I'd already planned on having as our guest. So next Saturday, Tony Collins, he's one of the top retailers, not just in North America, but in the world right now. And I think it's fair time he can share with us what his little secret is, what he is, and a couple others have been doing to be that. But again, it comes down to that decision. So, Herb, thank you for being with us. I'm going to let you go and get into your morning, because I know you have a full day ahead of you, and it's the end of the month.
It is. Yeah, well, thank you, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. And
Herb, what's the name of your book? Because I've read it, and I can't find my copy. And where can people get it?
Well, the book is Fit to Win, and if you just go to herbrapp.com, you know, you can text me or email me. All my information is that you can call me or so whatever. But it's a wonderful blessing that the book has been, it's got two or three pages on 16 chapters of health, and then Meekin products are woven in. And I'll be honest with you folks, the book has been one of my favorite things, because I give the book to people, and they almost always have a shopping list of things they want when they get done. And one of my good friends in Meekin, Rex Olson, has used 150 books as prospecting tools over the last couple of years. And he says it's the easiest thing for him, too. So, yeah, just text me or email me if you'd like to pick up a book or two. You just loan them out, and people just love it because they can pick out the chapters that they're interested in. It's called Fit to Win, Body, Mind, Spirit, and Finances. It's a 7-year time frame to write it, and I would never have written a book if the Lord hadn't told me to do it. Believe me, I'm a tennis teacher. I just never thought about writing a book, but it's a fun book, easy read, and it really opens people's eyes how important air, water, sleep, nutrition, EMF, you know, protection, those kind of things are, and Meekin has the answers to almost everything.
Herbrapp.com, that's HERBRAPP.com. Herbrapp.com is the website.
Well, that's my Meekin website, Vance.
Well, right.
You can get my email or my phone, either one.
But they'll connect with you there.
Yeah.
Yeah, just follow the bouncing ball to connect to Herb. And excellent resource. Quick Read, one of my favorite books. And again, I'm just ticked off that I can't find my copy. I need to get some more. But, and again, it's not that if there's no magic secret in that tool. I think you could use a blank napkin if you put some value on it. That's what I learned from one of the, which we'll have, I just lost her name, Veronica, I think one of the Mexican top consultants, who's only been in Nikan 4.5 years. We got to ride the shuttle bus to the airport with her. Wow, even at 3:30 a.m., this gal was on fire. I mean, who's on fire at 3:30 a.m. before coffee? I surely am not, but she was. Anyways, Herb, thank you again. Have a blessed
day.
My pleasure.
Love all you folks. Keep up the work. Good work, and we'll see you on the Nikan Highway.
All right. Bye, Herb. Thank you.
Bye-bye.